Welcome back to Ag Day right here on WILO. We're also streaming on HoosierLandTV.com. I'm Melissa Miller, Ag and Youth Specialist here at WILO. My co-host Adam Shanks, who's the Agriculture and Natural Resource Educator for Clinton County and Purdue Extension. We got we've had a pretty good program so far. We've got a lot of guests coming in. We've got Evan Overbay. He's coming in and going to talk about hydroponics, and then we also have our safety roundtable that's going to be coming up here at 1 o'clock with Dr. or I should say Mr. Edward Sheldon and from Purdue, and then also Ryan Carter from Carter Farms Welding Incorporated and Mike Titus from Co-Alliance. I think this is going to be a great program as well. We're going to talk about safety and some of the preventative stuff that you can do on your farm. So I don't know, Adam, what do you think so far?
I feel like this has been an excellent morning. Every year, I think there's no way we can top the year before, but it seems like we find new ways and new ideas and new stuff to talk about.
Well, agriculture is constantly changing and morphing, and the technology nowadays is crazy. So I think that part of it makes our job easier. And then we're very lucky that we have in Clinton County and the surrounding counties in our area that we have a lot of diversification in the business of agriculture. So we have a lot of people that we can go to and beg to have them come and be on the air with us. So
recruit, beg,
blackmail.
However
you want to look at it, bribe. Yeah, we do whatever we can to bring good programming to you listeners out there. And like I said, we are live streaming at HoosierLandTV.com. If you can't stick around for the whole program, then you get a second chance at it. We're going to live stream on HoosierLandTV.com. We're going to rebroadcast the program on Wednesday, March 24th, which is National Ag Day. So you'll be able to catch it again there. And it'll be archived there, so you can just pull it up whenever you want. Any chance you get a chance to, you want to get on and watch it, that works. We got other stuff on there, too.
If you want to come out and watch us interview these guys and have a good conversation, it's time to get on there and look, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's time for shameless self-promotion.
Let's do it.
Ag, you got what kind of stuff you got going on at the extension? I know the calendar's a little slim right now, but it's going to pick up as the year goes. So what's some of the stuff you got going right now?
We are doing a lot of videos and trainings for children. Our schools in our county, we've always done a lot of in-person programs with our schools, and with the COVID issues, we haven't been able to do as many. So we did a Ag in the Classroom this last fall on popcorn, and sent packages to all the kids to have popcorn in their class. And just yesterday, we sent out a whole new Ag in the Classroom program on dairy. The Farm Bureau Book of the Year this year is The Dairy Godmother. So we read that book via video. And that's on our YouTube channel. So a shameless plug, the Clinton County Extension has a YouTube channel. If you'd like to jump on there and look at the videos that we've recorded, they're on there. It's there's one that has a black circle that says Clinton County Extension. There's a white one that isn't active anymore. Then there's a black circle that says Clinton County when you search that on YouTube. And that's our current channel. So you can watch our Dairy Godmother video. And we got to send goodie bags, thanks to Clinton County Farm Bureau, to all the kids that have some activities around dairy. And they all get a ice cream sandwich, thanks to Clinton County Farm Bureau and Glover's. And then they all get a coupon to go get a free ice cream cone at Dairy Queen.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, the kids get to learn about how milk plays such an important role in ice cream production and how that all works, and get to sample some product, and I mean, we've sent that out. We packaged up bags for almost 1,500 kids at the extension office the last 2 days. It's kind of crazy around there.
Yeah, I know the program that Farm Bureau used to or would normally run out at Camp Colum.
Farm Education Conservation Camp. Yep.
Yep. Exactly. Back in the day when I was involved in that, it was called Ag Extravaganza for the kids, and always a great program. They learn all about different parts of ag, not only the current, but they also learn history as well.
So we're that's all going virtual again this year. So we're doing a virtual FECC since the kids can't get together out at Camp Colum this year.
Yeah.
So we've teamed up, and I actually did a video on drones, of usage of drones and how those work. And we've got some coming up on sheep and wildlife, and there's just going to be a whole host of other virtual opportunities for kids to experience FECC that as best we can.
Yeah.
We'd love to have them out at camp again, but
yeah, I look forward to the day when we can do that again. I know Pat's doing one on grains, and the cool part about that is that it goes from farm to table on everything. And then the livestock part of it is from the time they're born all the way up, you know, raising them and taking care of them. And also, well, like sheep, like you were talking about, sheep, you know, you use the wool for making clothing and stuff. So a little bit of everything is, and it's a great program. I'm glad to see that it's still going on. And as you said, you did drones, so it has gradually progressed.
Yeah, it's last year we unfortunately had to cancel and didn't have time to pull everything together virtually. So this year we're going to, it's typically offered to fourth graders. Well, this year we're going to do a fourth and fifth grade since the kids didn't get to participate last year. But yeah, swine production, you know, we always had little pigs out there where they could touch pigs, and we talk about, you know, the production of swine and soil health, soil conservation. So they're still going to get to experience it. It's just going to be over a live video this year versus in person, but you know, we're going to do the best we can.
Right. Yeah, that's all. Everybody's had to adapt the last year and a half, and probably continue to do so for at least part of this year. What about what's some of the other stuff that you got going on at the extension? I know something my husband's been asking me about, and I will ask you now. What about pesticide licenses and stuff? Because I know it takes you a little bit. You have to set classes up for these guys to keep their license up to date.
Yeah, so we actually put one on the books. The educator in Tipton County, Austin, and I both kind of wanted to have a virtual one here before season started. So we got together on Monday morning, and by Monday evening we had a program put together. So if anybody needs private applicator licenses, points, or commercial applicator points, or certified crop advisor points, we're going to have a virtual opportunity to do that coming up. You can save the date. It's April the 9th, and we're going to do it over the lunch hour, so 11 a.m. to 1:30. You can get online. I've got a registration link. I'll send that out in an email, and we'll put it on our Facebook page. And you can register for whatever credits that you need. Go ahead and pay for those while you're there, and then we'll send you the Zoom meeting link after that. You can jump on and listen to the program. If the weather's nice, you can do it while you're in the tractor. If you're in the truck, whatever you need to do, get a credit for participating, still being on the move and not have to go anywhere. So we put that together. I said it's going to be April 9th, 11 a.m. to 1:30. We're going to talk about, we've got about four different program topics we're going to cover, plus our regulatory topic. And then you'll be good to go, and you don't have to go anywhere. You can do it from the comfort of home, or if you're in the field, just log on and participate.
What's some of the stuff you were talking earlier to me? You were telling me about it while we were eating dinner, which, speaking of which, thank you, CNR Catering. Adam and I are going to be lucky that we're not in a coma by the time this is over with as our food digests, but they fed all of us very well, and we appreciate them. And a quick shout out to Ellis Jewelers for giving us our gifts for our guest, and we'll catch up when we sign off here. We'll catch up our other sponsors as well, but we want to shout out to those two guys because they help us quite a bit here. And like I said, man, Great food.
Rodney's put me to sleep this afternoon. It's going to be hard to stay awake.
Yeah, it is.
Carbohydrate overload.
Hey, chicken and noodles, man. That's my favorite. Rodney, I don't know how you knew that, but I'm putting that out there now for future reference that you can bring me chicken and noodles whenever you want. So, but thank you for that. But you were telling me about stuff that's going to be going on that you're putting in place at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, so it's been a dream of mine or a vision of mine to have a cover crop learning area, I guess, accessible to our county. And through a grant with Soil and Water Conservation District, our partnership with them, we've been able to get that dream, I guess, in motion. And they are sponsoring the wood and all the products that we need to get that built. And the good folks out at Clinton Prairie School are going to build these boxes for us. And what they're going to be is a kind of a raised bed box. We're going to have three of them at the fairgrounds. And we're going to plant different cover crop species in them. And once those are established, then we can have learning events out there all year long, because cover crops play a role all year. So we can look at soil compaction. We can look at roots. We can look at seedling vigor. We can look at all aspects of them all year long. And then we'll be able to break away the wood from one of the sides, and there'll be plexiglass there, so we can actually see the living roots or see what it's doing in the soil, you know, as it's growing. So it's been a vision of mine to have something like that, and we're working towards it. And so we'll be looking at hopefully getting those done here this spring. A quick shout out, once we get those delivered, I'm going to need soil. We've calculated about 3 triaxle loads of soil. So if anybody has a project where they need to get rid of some soil, haul some soil off, contact me. I can probably use it. So then we'll be able to have, we're going to have 2 that are cover crop specific. Then there's going to be a 3rd one where we are going to highlight and demonstrate native plants of Indiana. So we're not, you know, so we can show what, you know, what we want to promote for native species versus, and then we can get rid of the invasives, but it's going to be a native plant showcase, if you will.
Well, and that's going to be something that'll be there for, you know, from here until whenever, because you'll be able to use that every year. And what'll be really cool is once we get back to normal and we get into normal mode on our county fairs and stuff, that'll be there for not only guys to come in and learn through workshops with you, but also for just the general public to get an idea of what, you know, what the average producer is trying to do as far as cover crops and everything, what they're trying to do to be good stewards of the ground, of the land, but also with the invasive plants. You know, yeah, it may be pretty, but it's not good for Indiana, and it's not good for our plants. So, you know, people doing their landscaping and everything will be great for them as well. So I think that's going to be really cool. It's going to be a great educational tool all the way around for the general public and for our producers.
Yeah, I gotta thank the Fair Council. They were supportive. They said as long as we maintain it, you know, so we've got to make sure there's not a bunch of nasty weeds growing and it looks good. But it'll definitely beautify the fairgrounds as well during Fair Week, you know, having those lush cover crops growing. So
I think we all know a 4-H group that could go out and help weed. It wouldn't hurt them any.
This is true. I hadn't even thought about
it. Well, I just thought of it because your kids and my grandson, well, they're all in the same 4-H group. So, it would, yeah, we can probably talk some parents into bringing the kids in to do that.
There'll be some service hours available there.
Yeah, exactly.
Community service.
Well, we're almost ready to take another break, but we want to promote All Things Ag.
All Things Ag, yes.
Yeah, if you just can't get enough of us, and believe me, I'm saying that sarcastically, but Adam and I have our own show on HoosierLandTV.com that's called All Things Ag. And we have covered a little bit of everything already. We've got a lot more programs that we're in the process of setting up right now, but
we went through the general stuff, the corn, soybean production, herbicides, grain handling. Now we're venturing into the
Yeah,
the specific realm that's a little more detailed and a little more fun.
Exactly. We did some lawn care as well. We did a little bit on lawn care. We want to kind of get more into some of the horticulture side of it, too, as well. We planted some trees with Leah Harden with soil and water and at the fairgrounds. We did that and talked about, you know, how to plant your trees and what to do there. And we talked about native plants as well.
Yes.
And I'm excited that our guru for Hoosierland TV, Michael Hall, has told us that he's planning on airing our newest episode, which is water.
The Hoosier
quality.
River Watch program,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, basically. And we did that with Leah as well out at Camp Column. And we'll be airing that along with the rebroadcast of Ag Day on National Ag Day. March 24th, that's Wednesday, next Wednesday, basically, that'll be airing as well. So we're kind of excited about that.
Yeah, that's great. We're actually in the water. We're looking at live material in the water. We're looking at dead material in the water. We're looking to see if it's a healthy river, and we're, you know, looking at nitrates and different pollution loads and making assessments that way. So it's a great way if you have water around you to
making sure we're standing up in the water.
We're trying to stand up.
The current was pretty good that day.
Finding the leak-proof ability of our boots.
And yeah, no kidding. Yeah, because water was a little on the chilly side when we were down there. So we had a great day, but the water was getting, you could tell.
Yeah, it was a beautiful fall day.
Yeah, definitely. So now I'm excited for what's to come. We've got some programs already set up that we're going to be going out here soon and starting to record again for, I don't know whether we want to call it another season, because everything's archived and you can go and you can watch us from day one.
Yes.
And see whether or not we're actually improving. It looks good because of all the great editing that Michael does, but, you know,
it
yeah.
It takes him a while.
Well, we don't. Yeah,
make us look good.
We don't, yeah. We definitely don't cut him any slack on that part of it, for sure. He definitely earns every bit of it, because there's got to be a blooper reel that's unbelievable with just you and I, let alone some of our guests have a tendency to have some good ones too. So,
yeah, they're kind of relieved when they find out it's not live, because then they can cut loose a little bit. They get a little nervous.
Yeah, we we kind of leave that out just a little bit at the very beginning before we start filming. We don't tell them that it's recorded until we have to, just because it is kind of fun to give them those nerves at the beginning. But I'm pretty proud of what we've done so far and look forward to what we've got going. So
yeah, I really want to just say thanks to Casper Media and Wilo, because what an awesome honor it is to be able to have a media outlet like this that finds value and supports the local agriculture community. And, you know, we can have these events and back our Hoosierland TV All Things Ag episodes and is willing to shut down the airplay for the day for us to have an ag-centric radio program. So I just really want to say thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity to be part of that.
Well, you're welcome on our side of it, but we want to thank you, too, for taking time out of your day to do this. And also, we want to thank Purdue Extension for allowing you to do this, because, you know, they've got so many programs they like for you to work on as well. But they, so far, they like what they see, and hopefully we'll keep producing good programming for them that they feel comfortable with letting you do this stuff.
Well,
so,
I mean, this
it
is
makes
what,
it kind of nice.
Yeah, this is what it's all about. I mean, yeah, there's lots of state programs and stuff you can get involved in, but I enjoy the community focused, the more county focused type stuff like this. This is where I enjoy it and what I enjoy doing. So if they ever come to a point where this isn't what they want me to do, then we're going to have a problem. this is what I like.
Well, and you know, you've always been, I'm like you. I like to get out there with the people, and I like to get programs out there that people will not only enjoy but also get something out of. I like the educational aspects of it too. And I've done this for years. I know you've been in the agricultural business in one side or the other for years, you know, ever since you were born on a farm, so you've been involved all of your life as well. So it it makes a difference when you can kind of bring that aspect to the table as well. We want to thank all our people who have let us shoot All Things Ag.
Absolutely.
All our guests, because if it weren't for them, we wouldn't have a show. Basically, it'd just be the two of us, and we would have a lot of dead air to try and fill. We can fill so much. We can only BS our way through so much stuff. So it's kind of nice to have those people as well. So
yep.
We want to thank them.
For sure.
I know we are getting close to commercial time. We need to take a quick break, get those commercials in. We want to thank our sponsors again for letting us be here for Ag Day, Home National Bank, Ivy Tech Community College, and the Farmers Bank. Quick shout out to Ellis Jewelry for our gifts for our guests and CNR Catering for making sure that we don't starve today. We'll be back soon with more Ag Day here on WILO and Hoosier Land TV.